Isaiah 43:18-21. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now, it springs up, it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beast will honor me, the jackals and ostriches, for I gave water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Father God in heaven, thank you for another year. Thank you for another year with the podcast. I choose not to let it go. I choose not to let it go by the wayside. Lord, I choose you and I choose your will. If your will is for this podcast to continue, for the hearts and minds of these people to be just heard and listened towards you, God, may that be done. But may I not try to guess your will. May I just live it out. For behold, you, Lord God, are doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do we not perceive it? Lord, give us eyes to perceive. Give us thoughts not to look back into the past, but to look forward to what you are doing in the future. It's in Jesus' name, my Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. What the heck is going on, everyone? This is your one and only host of The Shared Vent, coming at you live, not from the podcast studios. I am doing this remotely, which is a great transition into how you can be on this podcast. The podcast itself can be virtual. If you or a buddy of yours does not feel comfortable joining the podcast, you are free to do it virtually as the platform that I use, that being Spotify for podcasters, actually does offer virtual options. Now, before you even get started and be like, yeah, I'm interested in joining, but what the heck is going on, everyone? This is your one host, the show coming live from the podcast. I'm just kidding. What the heck even is the Shared Vent? Well, let me tell you a little bit about the Shared Vent. The Shared Vent is something that I created about four years ago when I was in high school. I think I was about a sophomore, and I got told that I was the God guy in high school. And you know, any 17, 18 year old on the high side would think, well, that's kind of cool. Somebody acknowledges me. Not like Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, but somebody actually acknowledges me. One who is and who is actually doing something in the kingdom, doing some kingdom building. So the podcast is something that individuals can use as a platform to share their own feelings. You'll notice that in season one, episode one, I shared of my own feelings. I shared of my addiction to pornography. I shared of my mild depression and anxiety. I shared a little bit too much, but do not forget the things or forget the things of old. Remember not the former things, but nor consider the things of old. But behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I pray today that you understand what the Shared Vent is, that it's not just about me, but it's about you and what you went through and what you're going through. And I would absolutely adore, love, and just love to have you on the Shared Vent. And if that doesn't make enough sense, maybe if you get time throughout the new year, check out a few of the episodes. Check out season 2 and 3 and 4. And then listen to season 5 and see where I want to take this podcast. Now, I won't come out and give you New Year's resolutions, but just... yeah, if you find time and if you're listening to this podcast, I thank you. I thank you a whole bunch, you know, that the words my girlfriend would say, that you may just be well this new year. I love you and I will talk to you in a little bit. All right. If you want to reach out, if you have any inquiries, business or not, my podcast has a Instagram that's also personal too because I'm 20 years old. And it is, my tag is, The Shared Vent. That's T-H-E-S-H-A-R-E-D-V. V-E-N-T. Excuse me if I muttered over that. Also, I have an email if you're one of those people, which you're awesome too. If you love emailing, it's thesharedvent@gmail.com. And there's no spaces in either of those, Instagram or Gmails. And lastly, I'm on, what's it called? Snapchat. If you're one of those people who, you know, God bless you. You know, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may you do the same to the Lord in this coming season. But anyway, my Snapchat is GVNPRTR. And if you're interested in joining the podcast, if you're interested in talking or bending my ear, do it. Because God only knows what can happen. And that's what the thing is. God can only know what will happen in this coming 2024 season, as my brother would hate to say. But let me read the Bible one more time and I'll get out of your ears. All right. And then I'll end it. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beast will honor me, the jackals and ostriches, for I gave water in wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Be well in 2024. Grow in 2024. I love you, and I promise I will see you in a little bit. Actually, I don't. By God, I will see you in 2024. All right. You take care of yourself, okay? I love you, and I will see you in a little bit. Peace out.